dark in the city, night is a wire.
I told you I'd break you. I will.
And I'm hungry like the wolf.
You gonna help me or not?
Monsters are coming. Cleanse this city in blood and fire.
It is a new day.
I'm hungry like the wolf.
What's up, y'all? It is Mike Pierce. It is time for another recap show right here on iWatch Mike or Variety Radio Online. Two different places that you can check out the show. Of course, I'm from iWatchMike.com. That is my blog. So welcome to iWatch Mike. And I have Miss Amy McCracken from the VRO. What's up, Amy?
Hello, Internet. Hey, Mike. How are you doing? Let's get that out of the way. How are you feeling today?
I am feeling quite rested. Today's going to be a busy day. I just got a delivery. Both my both grandmas are coming over to hang out with Maddox. And then it's neighborhood meet your neighborhood watch day tonight. And then...
Ooh.
It's just a lot of stuff going
on. So that's when you get to check out all the houses so you know how you're going to go in and rob them, correct?
I don't know what you're talking about. we don't do that, what y'all do in West Virginia. I've seen cops. I know
Again,
what you guys.
I'm not in West Virginia. But I'm glad you keep that a secret where I'm actually at because I think I'm going to piss a lot of people off this episode.
Oh my gosh. Are you serious?
Yeah.
Okay. Let's just get it to it. The Joker. Twitter went crazy, and I saw reviews. I saw speculations. Okay, Jerome takes a knife in the throat by Theo.
I am not happy about that. Like, I actually had to go mobile today.
Really?
I'm up walking around, pacing the office. I just, what? How do you kill your best character?
You know what? He wasn't. It's obvious. I've been reading around. It's obvious he wasn't the Joker.
Yeah, because EW wrote something a couple of weeks ago, and I got this information from one of our hosts here at Variety Radio Online, Nikki. She said that the Joker is not an actual person. It's just like a thought. Like, it's what people are.
Yeah, but I don't know if I believe that. Because, I mean, in this show, I mean, you have everybody. You can't have Gotham without somebody as the Joker.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I could see where people are saying that and feel that. For me personally, I think we it just sucks because he did such a good job as what we all assume to be the Joker.
Yeah, I see. If they make another Batman movie, if he doesn't get cast as the Joker, then Warner Brothers has failed.
Well, we'll have to see about that because you got Jared Leto as in Suicide Squad. It's going to be the Joker.
Well, I think they need to recast.
I don't know about that. I don't know about that. I mean, don't get me wrong. This whole episode, we said it last week. Anything with Jerome in it was awesome.
Yeah.
The guy that plays him.
Cameron.
Yeah, is great. I was very, very surprised. I honestly, when I saw it, my mouth dropped open and I was like, okay, that's a retractable blade. It's all a joke.
Yeah, I did too. And people I was watching with did too, because they were like, that's fake blood. You can tell that's fake blood.
But we all know that the show isn't following what it's supposed to. How do we know Theo doesn't have some, he's a scientist.
Yeah.
So how do you know he can't bring him back? I don't know. Did that hurt me like it hurt you, the episode? I loved the episode.
I loved the episode. The episode was great.
It felt like a season finale.
Yeah.
Which just shows you that Gotham is not holding back at all. So
yeah.
I was cool with that. But it sucked. I mean, I went on Twitter and people didn't care about spoilers. They were like, what the fuck? How do you kill this? Da, da. I mean, yeah. It was crazy. But I read an interview somewhere where they interviewed Cameron, and he went into in-depth. I have to find that interview and post it on our pages or something, on Variety Radio Online, on Facebook.
Yeah, yeah.
I watch Mike. So, but yeah, that was the big giant moment. Dun, dun, dun! So
I can't believe it. But okay, let's jump in. Going into that little scene, what do you think about Barbara picking up a mallet and knocking the guy over the head? Do you think she's your girl?
No, I don't think she is. Harley Quinn?
You don't think she's, yeah, you don't
nah,
think she's her?
I don't think she, I mean, you know what, I mean, I was hoping that she would be, and I could see it, but, you know, some people were saying that the age difference and with everything, and so, I mean, it's not following, and I don't follow the comics, you know, so yeah. I'm not one to get pissed off and be like, that's not right. No, I watch the show, and I like to take, I'm there for the ride. So, mm-hmm. wherever Barbara is going to be, I like. But I didn't think anything of, yeah, I'm still kind of like, you know, no. I was no.
Was I the only one screaming, kill the doctor, kill the doctor?
No, I wasn't. I think you were the only one. Yeah, because Lee, the thing about Lee
is something's up with her.
Well,
she
keeps Gordon leveled. Okay.
She does, but there's something twisted about
her. I think she's going to be something, perhaps. But you know what? Right now, Gordon is all over the place, and she's the anchor. So we need Gordon focused. You know, even Bullock has a hard time pulling him in and kind of controlling him a little bit because he's just on this mission.
Yeah, so, this episode, he's on this mission.
Yeah, so, you know, I guess we'll see. We'll see what happens with that. I mean,
Bullock, you would think at the beginning scene, Bullock threw the guy out the window.
No. Yeah.
It was Gordon.
This episode starts with these guys throwing out guys out the window. And they're on a mission. And next episode, we have, what's his face? I can't remember. He's from the Fantastic Four, and he played in The Shield. And he was also in American Horror Story Freaks. I can't remember the actor's name, but we get him. And he's going to be Gordon's boss, and this guy, rumor has it, is ready to take back the city. And I think in this episode, you know, he makes it very clear that he wants to go after the Penguin, which I think Gordon's a little upset or a little worried because, you know, the Penguin has something on him.
Yeah.
You know, and I think that's why Bullock goes over in this episode and pretty much tells him, like, back off, leave it alone, or, you know. So I don't know. When Bullock went over to Penguin's house and told him all that stuff and pretty much embarrassed him in front of all his men, do you think now Bullock is on the chopping block with Penguin? Do you think Bullock better watch it?
No, I don't think he's gonna turn. No,
you don't think so?
No.
I mean, he punked him. He also made it very clear that he still owes him for fish. I don't know. I don't think Penguin's gonna lay down so easily for this. You know. So I don't know. I don't know what's good. I guess we'll have to see what happens. What was going through your mind? I tweeted out a little smiley face. I mean, this not only did this episode start off badass just for the fact that Gordon and Bullock were throwing people out the window, which was great, but also...
Yeah, I was sitting here and I was like, okay, that's Mike's favorite part.
Tabitha and Barbara make out. Yes!
Yes.
She's hot.
And hey, let's talk about my favorite part. We get Gordon in his tank top.
Whatever. Who gives a crap about that? Tabitha and Barbara kiss. Oh, it was hot. But.
Well, we already know that Barbara's into females, too.
I know. But I didn't like her ex-girlfriend.
Obviously, Tabitha is into her brother also, which is disgusting.
Now, is that what you took it as? Because when
that's what I took it as. How else would she know?
I took it as is that she knew that... I didn't know that Tabitha and Theo slept together. I looked at it as that she knew about his sexual life with his women, and that's the thing that, you know, that's how I took it. I didn't take it as they were together. Because I think if she would have put that out there like that, she would, like, hugged him and kind of, I don't know. I don't think they're sleeping together. Gothamites, if you're listening, Gotham Addicts, if you're listening, let us know. Tweet us. Do you think that they're sleeping together? I don't think you. There
you
are.
What do you guys think? What do you think?
They're
probably not real brother and sister.
They are brother and sister. They have to be brother and sister. So either way, they kiss in the beginning, and at the end, Barbara kisses Theo on the bump of the head. Do you think it was just strictly because of the bump in the head, or do you think Barbara is kind of attracted to the power of Theo? Tabitha's not happy.
You know? She's attracted to the power.
So do you think Tabitha's going to say something? Do something?
Yeah. She's going to go after Theo.
You think this brother and sister thing is going to – it's all going to crumble down because of Barbara, a girl?
Yes.
Hmm.
That's really how it happens.
I don't know. I think Tabitha and Theo know – I think they both agree that there's a bigger mission to this, to allow a vagina get in the way.
I don't know.
We'll see. Let's see here. We said earlier, any scene with Jerome, of course, when he was with his dad, stabbed him in the eye, killed him.
Yeah, I felt sorry for the guy.
You know what? He was a schmuck. Dad was a schmuck. He got what he deserved.
He was a schmuck, but, you know, I still felt sorry for him.
I guess. That's you, not me. Let's see what else. Bruce and Alfred, they go to the charity event. Very weird-like, but almost pathetic, but almost funny, too, all wrapped in one. Alfred hitting on Lee. That was awesome.
I did. I like that. And I really like the end where he was like, you knew.
Oh, that was hilarious. Because he was doing it right in front of, and then, you know, Bruce and Gordon are like, oh, this is weird. And then for Alfred to do that, I was wondering if, I was like, damn, Alfred is a G. He doesn't even care about pissing off Gordon. And then that ending moment. And then he's just like, oh, bugger, you knew. And that was just awesome. Because he just kind of like, oh, I just made a fool out of myself. And
yeah.
Everybody knew except me. So that was good. Let's see what else. Oh, I got a question. Before Bullock goes home and he's in the locker room laying down, he tells Jim, and then he pauses and he says, never mind. He's like, I'll see you tomorrow. What do you think that is? Do you think that was like, I'm gonna go speak to Penguin. I got your back. Or is there something else that Bullock is Bullock hiding something? Is he?
I've got a confession to make.
You did some research.
No.
What?
That whole scene when he walked in with his tank top on, it went like out the window for me.
So whatever happened there, important information.
Important information.
You just stopped and looked at. Wow.
Yeah.
So it sees where your mind is when he comes
No.
You just think about penis. I have two of my girls make out, and I still know what's going on. See how I can keep my head focused on the mission? You?
I see how you can do it. You've got more balls than I do.
I do have more balls. I'm more focused.
Yeah, but no, I don't know what he was gonna say. It could have been anything. It could have been like, be careful. Or, no, I don't think you should do this. Because their roles kind of, to me, their roles have, like,
you know, Bullock was doing shit. It is so funny listening to you. You have no idea what you're talking about because paying attention.
I was listening to somebody else in the room.
No, you were not.
They were laughing at me.
You were not paying attention to that scene.
No, listen. I think Bullock is, like, doing the straight line stuff now, other than going to Penguin. But to me, it feels like Bullock is Gordon now, and Gordon is Bullock.
Okay, hold on. I mean, once again,
Gordon
shut
threw the guy out the window.
Up! You're not even answering my question. See that? You're not even answering. We're going to move on.
Answer
no,
your question.
No, you did not. And anybody that's listened to this, and when you listen to this over, you're going to be like, oh, damn, I wasn't paying attention. I have no idea what I'm talking about. Moving right along, let's talk about Bruce and Selena. Selena is kind of, she kind of is there at the party, kind of tells him some stuff. She pretty much saves him and takes him out of the, you know, out of the, all the bullets flying in the air. You know, and then she leaves supposedly. He tells her before she leaves, I miss you. You saw her face though, right? You saw that. She was like, oh, he cares for me. But did you notice she came back for him? I mean, at least to check
she
up
did.
On him. She has a thing for him.
Yeah, of course she does. I mean, it's freaking Bruce Wayne.
Oh gosh, no, it has nothing. She's not all about the money. She likes him.
No, that's not what I mean. Not about the money. I'm not talking about the money. It's like the way the kid carries itself. Like if I was a 12-year-old, I'd go after him too.
What? You are.
I said
so,
12. If I was a 12-year-old,
you're so weird. Oh my gosh. All right, moving right along. I don't know what's happening to you. At the end of this episode, We see the Joker on the slab, the cold slab, smiling, grinning. Everybody starts laughing in the residents. Some of the residents start laughing in Gotham, and they start killing people. What do you think? What do you think that was about?
Well, that's the idea. The whole idea of everybody, you know, Joker is a theory thing.
Really?
Yeah. Everybody's going to be killing everybody now.
You think that's just going to keep going now, and then we're going to get an episode where everybody's just killing people?
Yeah.
I don't know about that.
Because, I mean, they killed the homeless guy, and then the guy turned around and killed his best friend.
Yeah, but it's a curse. So, I don't know. I don't think it's going to be everybody.
Like, if you start laughing like that, I'm going to start running.
Can we go to our friend Kristen's
Yeah, let's notes go to here. Kristen's.
Notes. All right, so our friend, I don't know what's wrong with you, man. See, for now on, any episode that comes on with Gordon in a tank top, I'm just going to do it by myself.
Well, that's like all season.
Oh, God. So, yes, our friend Kristen, who happens to be a fellow host here on I Watch Mike and Variety Radio Online, she is a fan of the show, but since we do the show while she's at work, she's like, can I stand in my notes? And I said, of course you can. So we're going to go through her notes, and you and I are going to pick them apart. We're going to see if we agree with them, or is she smoking crack? Most likely okay. She's probably smoking crack, because if you heard some of her answers on Fear of the Walking Dead, you'd be like, oh, my God.
Now, have you listened to these notes yet?
No, I have not.
I mean, have you read them?
No, this is the first time. I've just opened up the email.
Okay.
So this will be the first time. She said, I've missed the live episode because – hold on. I missed the live episode because I was recording the Fear of the Walking Dead podcast. So I stupidly went online to see how the episode was. Spoiler alert. See? What a dummy. Alfred, flirting with...
Wait. Did you call her a dummy, or did she say that?
No, she put spoiler alert, exclamation point, and then I put dummy. So that was me.
That's mean.
Who cares? Here we go. Alfred flirting with Lee was hilarious. Poor dude is awesome, but he was pouring it on a little thick. I actually felt uncomfortable for him, for her at one point. That's saying a lot, too, because even though I don't hate Lee, I do hate when she's constantly telling Gordon to kiss her to at odd moments. I'm biased, though. See, I think that she asked for the kiss because that kind of like snaps him out of the bad moments he is. I think that's a good thing.
Yeah.
See, she's not a girl. I mean, a guy. See, guys like that stuff. As a guy, I'd be like, oh, yeah, okay, I'll kiss you. But see, Kristen hasn't been kissed a lot lately, so... let's see. Here we go. The next one. The whole magician thing that Jerome and Barbara put on at the benefit was a genius. It gave them a way to do their evil deeds and have everyone think it was fake. The way Theo swept in and played the hero role shows just how insane he really is also. Now the citizens of Gotham are going to rely on this psycho they think is a hero. Story of Gotham's life. Which leads me to... ... In capital letters. Okay? I cannot believe Jerome is dead! !! Four.
Wow.
Four of them right there. She said Cameron Monaghan, is that his name? Monaghan?
Yeah.
Played such a good mechanical, whatever the fuck you want to call it, creeper. And I'm really going to miss seeing him on the show. When I looked it up, though, I saw that he did an interview recently where he said that the Joker is less of a he and more of an idea.
Yeah.
It's not about a man. It's about the ideology of a man and what that represents and how it affects other people, which is totally makes sense Which totally makes sense when, as the episode ends, we see some of the people who were watching the broadcast of Jerome start to imitate his laugh and actions. The guy stabbing the dude in the alley, LOL. Gotham is in trouble for sure. I listened to your Gotham recaps before, and you and Amy mentioned the way Alfred keeps, in quotes, reminding Bruce that he's a child. So I love... And that's capital L-O-V-E, that Bruce made the decision to go back to into the benefit to try and help save Alfred. Don't think he's ready to fight or shoot a gun, so he kind of went in blind, in parentheses, which was dumb. But to have the mindset at the age to run toward the danger is just another sign pointing him towards becoming Batman. This was a great episode. Even though Jerome died, I think it paved the way for whoever. If anyone will, ever reveal the true Joker, we're sure to see some more craziness.
I agree with all of her notes, but the end, if somebody else comes, actual character is the Joker, I don't know how I'm going to feel about that.
Well, it's gonna be, you know, I mean, the thing about it was, for me...
I mean, how do you top
Cameron's
performance?
And that's the thing, when you know, because we all got left with... You know, Heath Ledger's the Joker, okay? Mm-hmm. And when I had caught wind, and I think we all did, and I think most people online did, that there was a possible Joker coming to Gotham, people were, I was like, wait a second. You know, I mean, Jack Nicholson was awesome. You know, the original Jokers to Heath Ledger's performance was just brilliant.
Yeah.
So I was a little worried, but then this guy comes in and knocks it out the ballpark. So yeah, it's one of those things again where, you know, if they do, I'd be a little nervous because I'd be like, shit, they're going to do an awesome job. But I don't know. Are they going to leave it alone and keep it around this? I mean, you have it from.
I think I'll be biased. I'll be like, no, he's terrible. Even if he's great or if it's a her, you know, they bring in, well, I'd be like.
Well, we have it from the mouth himself. Cameron says it's more of an idea than a character. Yeah. So, you know, but you know what? These days, actors could lie. You never know. He could come back. Magic. Who knows?
I checked his IMBD.
Oh, God. Jesus Christ. I did. All right. Are we done?
We're done.
All right. So we
but
just.
But I know I did. Wait, we're not done yet. I did like how Bruce was going to go in and take care of, you know, try to protect him.
Well, I saw that. That we knew that was going to happen.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, Bruce, as much as everybody wants to say, Bruce, be a kid. He's not a kid. He hasn't been a kid. Mm-mm. Before all this crap happened, he was a little man person, you know, with manners, and that's how he was raised. He wasn't, yeah. You know, he might have had toys and stuff, but he was still a little, I mean, his parents raised him to be a small adult. I mean, Jesus Christ, he's running the company. So, you know, this whole kid thing, let the guy do what he has to do. We all know what he's going to become.
Mm-hmm.
See. All right, are we done?
We're done.
All right, people. So thanks for joining us for this recap for Gotham's Rise of the Villains, The Last Laugh. Kristen actually is a host for thevro.com, also here over at I Watch Mike. She does some stuff, but check out her blog. She's got a blog, according to Kristen.com. Amy, let everybody know how everybody can find you.
You can go over to thevro.com or varietyradioonline.com, same website, and you can follow me on Twitter, AmyVRO.
Cool, and then you also crossed over too as well, audioboom.com/channel/varietyradioonline. Amy's got everything there to everything, yes. Anything, so make sure you go over there and check that out. For me, of course, my blog is iwatchmike.com. That is me, Mike the Movie Guy, on Instagram and Twitter, and also you can like my Facebook page at iwatchmike. And, of course, my channel. We just last night recapped the season finale for Fear of the Walking Dead. You can go check it out over there at audioboom.com/channel/iWatchMike. And, of course, sometime this week, Jesus and I are going to be doing our recap season finale for The Strain that will be posting up and sharing soon. But follow me on Twitter because I post everything on Twitter where everything's at, and I retweet all that good stuff. Because I know, Amy, you post some stuff of ours as well.
Yes.
So I'll retweet over there. Just follow us. Twitter is probably the fastest, easy, at the VRO and Mike the Movie Guy. So that is it. We are done. Next week, we'll be back with a new episode of Gotham. Amy, say goodbye.
Goodbye.
Bye-bye.
Dark in the city, night is a wire.
I told you I'd break you. I will.
And I'm hungry like the wolf.
You gonna help me or not?
Monsters are coming. Cleanse this city in blood and fire.
It is a new day.
I'm hungry like the wolf.